Glory to God, Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. Humans were born to fellowship with God, with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. This is Wonder and Reality. My name's Jim. Lord, I bless those listening to this podcast. Bring the right people to listen to it, and I believe with them for their healing, for the needs that they have. In Jesus' name, Lord, send out laborers to the harvest fields, to China, to Japan, to Taiwan, and be with people who are suffering in those countries. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. This series, the overall series, is about heaven, which I believe, let me just say, I want to continue this series about heaven. I know I've been away for some days and then a long period of time. I'm going to explain more about that, but I'm going to try to do more podcasts. Our ministry website is wonderreality.org, and primarily this ministry proclaims the gospel through books and teachings, websites, and this podcast, and some other platforms as well. This series about heaven, I'm considering doing a sub-series within it, tentatively titled The Opposition of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus faced opposition when he was a man on the earth, of course. But here's just something to consider. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The Lord God Almighty is the only true God, and he wins and he wins every time, any battle that he fights. Amen. He's more powerful than we can imagine or comprehend. Same thing with Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is facing opposition today. Why? Well, obviously from the enemy. Let's just look at human beings on the earth. There's a battle for the souls of mankind going on all the time. All the time. If people die, if they know Jesus is Lord and Savior, they go to heaven. Amen. If they don't, they end up in hell for eternity, and there's no way out. And related to this, what is going on in heaven, in the spirit realm, in hell, and in the places in the underworlds where there are beings such as I want to keep this simple, but in these places, what the activity going on is staggering and beyond comprehension. We don't have to worry about it, because if we know Jesus Christ, we are safe and secure, and it's the safest place to be. It's the greatest place to be, knowing Jesus is Lord and Savior. Amen. He offers everything a human dreams of. He offers rest. I just am reminded of his famous saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amazing, incredible. I hope that that's encouraging to you, because but the reason I say that about heaven and about hell, the activity going on, that's an example of what, well, how shall I say it? There's much more going on than we realize. Infinitely more. I mean, what's going on in heaven is just beyond comprehension. There's 30 billion, at least, or approximately, in that range of saints in heaven. There are billions upon billions of glorious angels doing God's work and fighting the battles. And wonderful things. Heaven is wonderful and beautiful and glorious, and people are celebrating and celebrating the great and awesome God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit fills all of heaven. The presence of Jesus, people who have been to heaven say specifically it's filled with the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen, which is available on the earth. That's the treasure. That's the key. If anyone wants to know what's the real key, it's the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to finish with that because this is just I know I keep saying this on previous messages. I've said, yeah, this is an intro to the series about heaven. The introduction itself could last for a billion trillion years. Do you understand? I mean, I'm being serious. I'm not saying this. I'm saying this because I really believe that it is true. A series about heaven, anyone who makes it to heaven will be in awe of the great God Almighty and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and of heaven for eternity. Yet within that, Jesus faces opposition. The enemy and the enemy's forces and it's again, beyond comprehension to think about how the Almighty God, Jesus called Him His Father and the only true God, is in charge of the vast armies of heaven. And Jesus is with Him is carrying, the Trinity is greatly explained. A patriarch of the faith explains the Trinity in a very, very wonderful way. He says, God the Father decides it, Jesus does it, and the Holy Spirit manifests it all at the same time. Wonderful. But I was saying, let's get a heavenly perspective and let's expand our view of our great God and of His kingdom, the kingdom of God. Jesus called it the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. One of His main subjects when He was a man on the earth, I believe His main subject was heaven. But within that, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God was one of His most frequently said phrases and subjects. We say, let's expand our view of that. I want to encourage you with this. Any message, this podcast has two main purposes: that people get saved, and then number two, that believers are strengthened in their faith, that to build up the body of Christ. To anyone who will listen, anyone who will please share this with others. People around the world are finding this podcast. We are here to help and serve anyone who will listen, and to encourage you to provide resources and teachings. So that's why I refer to our website. Many free books are on our website that have a lot of content free. You don't have to buy them. They're right there. We are paying a lot to have our websites, to host them, and to have paid a lot to create the books, spent a lot of time. But because we want to help and serve, and thank you for listening. Please do go to our website. Please email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Thank you very much for following this podcast. Many thanks to our wonderful followers and partners and people praying for this ministry. Thank you. And again, I'm in the U.S. I'm an evangelist, but thank you for listening, and blessings.